Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple back for hour number two on a funky flashback Friday, and it is a football Friday as well because we got some great games, four really interesting games coming up, and we're going to talk about them over the next 2 hours, so keep it locked right here for sure. We got London Fletcher, Super Bowl champion, now a CBS Sports NFL analyst joining us at the bottom of the hour.
And Rob, I'm first take with us. With London Fletcher.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never met him since he's been in the NFL.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to bring up to him, Rob, you know, he's from Cleveland. And I covered him in high school when he played basketball.
That's crazy.
And he was a linebacker, but he's small. I think he's about 5'9", 5'10". He was a point guard and an excellent point guard. And their team went pretty deep in the state playoffs. So I'm going to bring that up to him. But we'll have a lot of fun with him. But like I said, Rob, we got four huge games coming up.
I was going to say this last thing, and maybe he'll remember. Skip and I had dinner with London at the Residence Inn, Chris, in Bristol.
The Residence Inn. Wow.
Yeah. The three of us were there. Yeah. We're staying there.
That's where we stayed, yeah.
And
but I'm I rarely ate there. Certainly dinner. I ate
Skip and I would eat there once in a while. I ate a lot of dinners with Skip. Most of the time we would go out, Chris. But every once in a while they'd have something that he could eat, and he would be like, "You just want to meet down in the, you know, in the dining room,
right?"
And
right.
we'd eat at the Residence Inn. And I remember London was going to be on the show, and he happened to be there early, you know, and we all three of us ate right there. So. You might remember.
Wow. Well, so we'll have some, like I said, we'll have some fun with him. We are the I Couple, and listen, real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, Rob. Some big games, and one that's huge because both of these teams, a lot of people feel like could win the Super Bowl, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills in the AFC. Chiefs, the easy pick. They've been to the last three AFC title games, last two Super Bowls, easy pick in the AFC. But a lot of people went out and picked Buffalo, Rob. A lot of people thought Josh Allen would win the MVP.
It's amazing how many people have picked Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are favored by a point and a half. But dare I say, Rob, I kind of think just from the things I've seen, people on TV,
right,
social media, reading articles, I feel like more people are picking Buffalo than Kansas City. Do you feel that way,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think people were really blown away, Chris, by what they did to Bill Belichick and his defense, and to score your first seven possessions, to hang that on a Belichick defense that played pretty well this year. I think people are like, this is the team we expected to see earlier. This is the team that went into Kansas City earlier and beat them pretty good. So you know, I was telling you the whole time that I still believed in Buffalo. And you said, oh, you know, you don't even believe in your pick. I was like, Buffalo. Because I picked Baltimore. Well, obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. So I can't go with Baltimore. They're not in the playoffs.
Right.
So I went with Buffalo. And I think this is going to be a great – it should be a great game. But I think Buffalo will upset them. I think this is going to be something.
Here's the thing about Buffalo. If they bring their A game, Rob, or maybe A-plus game, which obviously they had against New England, it's hard for anybody to beat them. There's no doubt. I mean, they got the number one ranked defense in the league. Josh Allen is a threat not only with his arms, but with his legs.
And he makes plays with his legs, Chris.
No, he's tough. Lately, they've had a running game with Devin Singletary, and they got great receivers. I don't know. It'd be interesting whose A-plus game is better. I mean, you know, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City, you know. But the challenge with Buffalo, Rob, and obviously I'm going to stick with my pick, Kansas City. But even just looking at it, stepping outside of my pick and outside of wanting the Chiefs to win to you know, validate my pick, I got questions about Buffalo, and they mainly revolve around their inconsistencies. Like, Buffalo is up and down. Josh Allen is up and down, and so is the team. I guess they go as he goes. But, Rob, you mentioned how great they looked last week, and that's undeniable. But if you look at the regular season, there were several times when they had great wins. When they beat the Chiefs, 38-20 in Arrowhead. They came back the next game and lost to the Titans. Now, there's no shame in that because the Titans
are the number one in the AFC. Right.
But a few weeks later, they pummeled the Jets. And I know it's the Jets, but they put 45 on them, like ran over them. Next week, they get blown away by the Indianapolis Colts, give up 41 points. Then they go ahead and wax New Orleans. And that's saying something. Even though the Saints didn't make the playoffs, they shut out Tom Brady 0 points and held Aaron Rodgers to 3 points. Buffalo goes in there and puts 31 on them in New Orleans. And then the next week is when they lose to the Patriots, and the Patriots only throw 3 passes. Even if you look at the big win, the comeback, you know, when they wanted to prove something to the Patriots and to themselves, and they did do that. They went to Gillette, Foxborough, and they beat the Patriots. The next week, Rob, Josh Allen has his worst game of his career, like a 17 passer rating, and they struggle against the Falcons. So I just don't know. I mean, we don't know what Buffalo team's going to show up. And so I think that's something to worry about. And that Chiefs team that they beat was completely different. It was obviously when the Chiefs were struggling, the defense was one of the worst in the league at that point. Chris Jones was out. Melvin Ingram was out. And Mahomes was struggling. He had 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, and a fumble. But they found themselves. The defense over the second half, one of the best in the league. Mahomes only had 3 interceptions in his last 9 games. So this is a different Chiefs team that Buffalo's facing than early in the year. And so that's why I'm feeling good about my Chiefs pick.
Yeah, I think this is a different Buffalo team as they get into the playoffs. And they have a year of experience underneath their belt. I think that that's big. I think that they've won in Kansas City is big. They know they can do it. And if I'm Kansas City, I'm concerned about Kansas City's defense. I know that they had a nice stretch going. That game they lost to Cincinnati bothered me a lot because it was a lot riding on that game. And they were up, I think you told, 3 times they were up by 14 points and wind up losing that game 34-31 and gave it up in the second half. So I don't know what Chiefs defense is going to show up. I can't really base anything off of what they did against Pittsburgh because they weren't really a playoff team, and I just throw that out the window.
They actually were, but
no, I'm just talking about.
I mean, they
yeah,
they made
but
the playoffs.
But I'm just saying that because because the league added another team, but I mean, they weren't a playoff team.
I mean, hey. Well, they were a playoff team.
No, they weren't a playoff team. But, maybe to you.
Yeah,
okay. But
to everybody. I mean, historically, they're a playoff team. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but they weren't a real
playoff. You can say they weren't very good, but they were a playoff team.
They weren't a real playoff team. But anyway, my point is that I don't know what defense is showing up in a game against a prolific kind of passer, which we saw with Burrow. When Cincinnati beat them and threw for a ton of yards against them and won the game in the second half. So I just think this is a natural progression. Buffalo last year didn't get there, but I think this is their opportunity to make it happen again. And I like where they are. When you have the number one defense, you got a chance right there if your quarterback limits the mistakes.
You think it means for Mahomes if he loses? I mean, coming into the season, I feel like most people were calling him the best quarterback in the league. Now, obviously, some would say Rodgers, but I think going into the season, Mahomes, for the most part, had that title, certainly best young quarterback. If he loses this, Rob, what do you think, you know, the narrative surrounding Mahomes is, at least for going into next season?
Well, I mean, I think that it'll be readjusted and people will look at it. It also depends on him, Chris. If he has a bad game, throws a couple of picks or a fumble, you know what I mean? Just like not a good game and he doesn't play well and they lose, I think people will look at the whole season and say, yeah, he got it together, but he really struggled at some points. He really made a lot of bad decisions and mistakes, and they might go back to thinking about that if he does this in this playoff game against the number one defense. He's done a lot of good things already early in his career, but I don't know if he would hold on to people thinking, A, he's the best young quarterback out there, and B, if he's Jordan-esque or he's for sure going to continue the path, because now it's a couple years he hasn't. I don't think he'll get an MVP vote, but a couple of years he hasn't even gotten an MVP vote. And then, you know, he didn't score any points in that Super Bowl game. And then this would be a what people would look at as an early exit when people thought, you know, when he took less money and tried to help the team and, oh, they're going to run off all of this and their roster got better, but yet they haven't won. So I think people will look at him a little differently. I'm not saying they're going to think he's a bum or garbage or trash, but I don't think people are going to think he's the best young quarterback in the league if they lose.
You don't think they'll think he's the best young quarterback? Who would they say?
Well, it depends on if Josh Allen gets the Bills to the Super Bowl, Chris, and plays, they might look at him if he's able to get to the Super Bowl and he plays really well. Like, just say he has an unbelievable another game that the seven scores in the first seven possessions.
Well,
obviously, if he hangs 35 or 38 on the Chiefs or something like that and gets to the AFC Championship game, it could be him. That's all.
I do think you're right. Even I would disagree with the sentiment, but I do think that sentiment will be out there. He won't be called the best quarterback in the league. The best quarterback in the league will be called Aaron Rodgers. Now, if Mahomes leads him to a Super Bowl, plays well, he'll have that mantle. MVP, forget that. He got it done in the postseason. People will give him that. But you're right. If he loses this week, I think Aaron Rodgers will have that title going mantle. Into next season. Yeah. And you're right. Look, if Josh Allen or who knows what Joe Burrow does, right. You already hear some people. And again, I disagree. I think it's wrong. But some people are saying they take Herbert for the next 5 years over.
See,
Mahomes.
He's another one. Chris,
some are saying Burrow,
Allen. Crazy yeah. about right. Those three guys there, and it just depends. Obviously, Herbert's at home. He played real well, and we saw him come back against the Raiders, right, and put some magic up. But right. the landscape is crowded now from when Mahomes first broke in.
I won't come off the Jordan-esque mantle if they lose tomorrow, because Jordan, as great as he was, and you know we think he's the GOAT, he didn't win every year. You know, he didn't win till his seventh year in the league. Now Mahomes started early and, you know, has been to the last two Super Bowls. He don't have to go to every Super Bowl to be Jordan-esque. Tom Brady,
so
we always talk about it, Rob, didn't win.
What would it be? So what would he have to do?
It can look different. I mean, he's got to win a bunch. He got to win a handful of rings. That's for darn sure. He got to win like five rings at least. Four or five rings, some more MVPs. But fourth year as a starter and first year not getting to the AFC Championship, second year out of four not getting to the Super Bowl, no way I'm saying he can't be Jordan-esque just because of that.
But let me say this. But as you go on, how much longer
will he win? Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, how much longer will Andy Reid be the coach? How much longer could they keep the team together where you lose some people? You know, I'm just saying, like, the window isn't forever. It's not forever. Like,
well, if you're that guy, it can be. Aaron Rodgers' window was forever. I mean, really.
Nah,
Aaron Rodgers' window is his
win.
Entire career. Yeah, but that's on him and that's on the defense.
Yeah, but
the window was
there.
Sometimes
they didn't have the defense that was going to win.
The years they didn't have a team that could win it, that wasn't even within the window, was when he didn't make the playoffs in 17 and 18. Other than that, the window was open. Now, it doesn't mean you walk through it every year. Tom Brady doesn't walk through it every year. But the window is there. Brady's window was his entire career, pretty much. Rodgers' window was pretty much his entire career as a starter. And I think that's how it'll be for Mahomes. And really, I feel like just about any ultra-historically elite quarterback, Peyton Manning, even though he only won two, the window was always open.
And he really only won one. The last one was a party.
He didn't play well.
And I'm just saying, like, I'm not dissing his career, Chris, but that was a parting gift. Anybody could have been a quarterback of that team and won that Super Bowl. It wasn't about Peyton.
He didn't have a great year, but he gets the two, you know, he gets the two rings. And
I'm not taking it away from him, but that's it.
So, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Here it is, simple. Will Patrick Mahomes still be on the path, potentially? I've said it. He has GOAT potential. If he loses tomorrow, or this weekend, I should say, will he still be on that path to potentially be the GOAT? Or is he just another great young quarterback among a group of them? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Alex, you're doing your thing, my man. You're doing your thing.
I'm all dusty.
We are the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. Simple as that. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, go to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. What a Patrick Mahomes loss. What will that do to his narrative? What will the narrative be surrounding him should he fall this weekend? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Tony in Oakland. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt.
Yeah, we good. Glad to have you, man. And you're bringing energy already.
All right, thanks, fellas. So that's my take on Andre from New Jersey. That's my impression of the guy.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, that sounds like Dre. Yes.
Right.
So, you know, I just think that if he loses, he's going to be letting the younger quarterbacks kind of ease that gap closer to him, because him winning that first Super Bowl kind of gave him that leeway of being the young GOAT compared to all the younger quarterbacks. But losing to someone like Josh Allen, I believe, is going to kind of dictate where he's at, where he's still number one, but the 2 and 3 younger quarterbacks are easing closer to him. So he would have to win it, have to beat Josh Allen and get to the Super Bowl, or everyone's going to start looking at him like, oh, maybe he isn't like Jordan S., like you like to say, Broussard. So, I mean, that would be my closest thing. And also, just another take, if Josh Allen was to beat him and win the Super Bowl, I think that would put him neck to neck with Patrick Mahomes. All right, fellas, have a good day.
That's a good take.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. If he wins the Super Bowl, are you kidding? Buffalo and Josh Allen, that's going to be amazing. Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
I think the Mahomes trajectory is closer to Brett Favre than it is to Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, if you look at the 93 to about 96, 97.
Yeah, when he won all those MVPs.
So, look, you got 33 touchdowns, 36 touchdowns, 37 touchdowns, 38 touchdowns. I want to say, when you look at those interceptions, you got to compare it to what the era then. People threw more interceptions.
Right, I'll give you that.
He had the same exact offensive coordinator as well. He won a Super Bowl. He had gone to 2 Super Bowls. It's the same trajectory. When I look at Mahomes, I don't think Mahomes is pre-snap, Brady pre-snap, Manning pre-snap, Aaron Rodgers. I think post-snap is where the similarities are to Brett Favre. Make it happen on the whim. That's what I got. And I think if you look at who his offensive coordinator was.
Interesting. And I get what he's saying, Rob. I mean, Favre in a bad year, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but, you know, he threw a ton of interceptions.
Right, he's the all-time leading interception king.
I haven't looked at it. I'm sure he had plenty of 20-something interception years.
Oh, definitely. Mahomes. I think he had 22 one year.
Yeah.
Remember when Ray Rhodes was the coach up there in Green Bay? You remember that was?
Yep. And the equivalent of that is not going to be, you know, Mahomes throwing that many interceptions. But here's where I would say, though, Mahomes, this was the first year. And at the end of the year, I mean, he wasn't leading the league in interceptions by any stretch. And this was the first year that he really threw a lot of interceptions. So, I wouldn't go that far as Brett Favre, but it's an interesting take, and time will tell. So, good call there. A couple intelligent takes, Rob, I felt like on that one. All right, we got London Fletcher coming up, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, a Super Bowl champion, had a great NFL career, now a CBS Sports NFL analyst, London Fletcher. London, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening?
What's up? What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
We are good. Neither one of us knows if you remember, but we both have a connection to you.
Let's do it quick because we don't want to eat into the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I covered you. I think you'll like getting these props. I covered you. I used to work for the Plain Dealer and the Akron Beacon Journal. And I say it a lot whenever you come up. I covered you in basketball, and you were a point guard. Not many linebackers played point guard. And you had a nice game, man, over at Villa Angela St. Joseph.
Yeah, man. I remember you back then. I'm telling you guys I can hoop, man.
yo, you were nice, man. I was like, you were a stocky point guard bullying cats, but you definitely had game, man. So I'm going to give you your props for that.
And I told Chris, I remember me, you, and Skip Bayless eating at the Residence Inn in Bristol one night. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Chatting it up?
Cold as what?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you on, man, and great to have you doing your thing in the business. But let's get to these games. Let's start with Kansas City, Buffalo. A lot of people, you know, even though Kansas City with their accolades and having been to two straight Super Bowls, I almost feel like more people are picking Buffalo to win this game. How do you see it playing out?
You know, I can see a lot of people picking Buffalo and why when you look at what they were able to do last week against New England Patriots and Bill Belichick and that defense and the way Josh Allen's playing. And also the Bills, they got a number one ranked defense in points, yards, against the pass, and they also went into Kansas City and beat them during the regular season. So that bodes well for them in terms of confidence. But, man, it's tough to pick against the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes at home, because he's still a special player. You saw when he decided to turn on last week against the Steelers. Right. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
Let me also ask you about the Rams and Tampa Bay in that game. You know, the Rams, I mean, I don't think they were really tested because Arizona never showed up for that game, but their defense was stifling. Stafford only threw 17 passes. He'll have to throw more than that to win in Tampa. Who do you like in this game?
I'm leaning a little bit towards the Rams just because of the health of the offensive line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The center, Jensen, he's banged up, and also the right tackle, Wirfs, is banged up. And this question whether they're going to play or not, and even if they do play, they're not going to be 100%. So if the Buccaneers have to kind of put more resources towards helping with the protection. Brady has to get the ball out of his hands a lot faster, and them not being able to possibly hold the ball and take shots down the field and being able to take advantage of a Rams secondary that had some bust in coverage last week, but Kyler Murray just wasn't able to take advantage of it. So with that being said, and the way the Rams have run the ball lately, and you're talking about Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, and how them boys can get after the quarterback. I like the Rams being able to go on the road and get it done, but it's going to be tough against the GOAT. Now, let me go back to that Buffalo Bills game. I didn't necessarily pick the Chiefs. I'm a Bills, former Bills, so I got to ride with the Bills Mafia.
All right, you don't want to get on the wrong side of Bills Mafia. That's for sure.
Obviously, we got I want to follow up on that. Let me ask you about the Packers and the 49ers. Two things. Obviously, it's in Green Bay, and they had the best number one seed in the NFC, and the 49ers came off a big win in Dallas. But I want to ask you about Aaron Rodgers, and he got off to a terrible start. Didn't have the biggest numbers as he had the year before, but very consistent. They had the number one seed, and he bounced back. Just tell me your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers going into this game and the year he put together, and it looks like he's going to win a second straight MVP.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think that he's about to win another MVP after the way he started when they played that week one game against the Saints.
Right.
We're thinking like, oh man, it's gonna be a long season for the Packers, and just them staying the course and really him leading the charge and just making plays and plays and plays week after week, and now he's put them in a position where they won the NFC. I tell you what, though, when you look at this game and you talk about going against the San Francisco 49ers and the way they can get after the quarterback, that Green Bay Packers offensive line will be challenged, man. Nick Bosa and the way they play, they put pressure on you with a four-man rush, and they play a lot of zone defense, get eyes on the quarterback. So it's going to be tough for the Green Bay Packers because the 49ers, they are a confident group. They feel like they can go into any building and win a ball game. And Kyle Shanahan, who I know very well, he's going to have his team ready to play.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm picking Green Bay. I've been torn on this game, But obviously, San Francisco's banged up from Jimmy G to, you know, Bosa. I'm sure he's going to play.
Well, they say he cleared it, but he had a concussion.
Yeah, concussion protocol. And even Fred Warner, you know, some guys are banged up. But do you like San Francisco? I mean, with them being so banged up, it's hard not to pick Green Bay. But the way they can bully teams, get physical, and they've done it to Green Bay several times in the playoffs. Do you see them being able to do it again, even a bit banged up?
I think they'll definitely be able to run the ball, but there will be times in that game, critical moments, whether it's a third down play or late in the game or fourth quarter, something like that, where you have to trust Jimmy Garoppolo. And he's proven time and time again, you can't trust him late in the game, especially in the fourth quarter.
He did it against Dallas. He put them in the back of the game.
Exactly. I mean, he tried to give them that game, and that game shouldn't have been close at all. But thanks to Jimmy G, he's going to make a couple mistakes early. I mean, in that ball game, even the false start where he didn't let Trent get set.
Right.
So stuff like that.
We got the last game of Bengals and Titans. Ask you about that. I mean, the Bengals are the new hotness. People disrespect the Titans. They're the number one seed in the AFC. They went 10 weeks without Derrick Henry, and they won the AFC. What does that say about that team, London?
Well, I tell you what. I know Chris knows Mike Vrabel from his him growing up in the Akron area.
Yep.
Just tough, man. And they play like him. They play like him. They play a tough, physical brand of football. He's going to use that disrespect to their advantage going against the Steelers, playing at home. So I expect it to be a physical, grounded out type of game. Derrick Henry's back fresh. They're going to try to ground the Bengals pound the Bengals into the ground. So I like the Bengals in that offense, but it's going to be a lot of Derrick Henry right, Derrick Henry left, Derrick Henry up the middle, and even A.J. Brown and the way how physical he is.
Quickly, we got about 30 seconds. I guess Henry could come back rusty or he could come back fresh. What do you think it'll be?
I think he'll be fresh, but I don't expect them to give him the 30 carries like he was having before. Right. The great thing about with him being out, Dante Foreman has emerged as a nice running back, a nice 1-2 punch. So I can see Henry getting about 15, 20 carries, and Foreman also getting about 15 carries. So they'll still be able to pound them running the ball, but Henry won't get his normal workload.
All right. That's our man London Fletcher,
man,
Super Bowl
London
champion. Thank you, man. Great stuff.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, brother. Peace. It sounds like Jerry Jones is ready to move on from Mike McCarthy, right?
What you talking about, Chris?
Steven didn't talk to his dad before he made those very confident comments. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up hour number two, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you are a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. And Rob G, do we have sound of Jerry Jones? Okay. Rob, we mentioned it in the tease. Earlier this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, Stephen Jones came out and said that the executive vice president of the Cowboys, son of Jerry Jones, that he believes, I think he even used the word absolutely. He was asked, you know, do you think Mike McCarthy will be back? He said, absolutely. I feel very confident about it. You know, he didn't guarantee it, but he said, you know, I feel really confident about that. Well, his dad talked today for one of the first times, if not the first time, since the L last weekend against San Francisco at home in Jerry World. And he was singing a different tune. Here he is.
If I thought changing out men at any level would improve us, I would change it out. I've looked around. I see a lot of names, a lot of great names, a lot of great names from colleges, a lot of great names. I see them coming through. I've seen a lot of great names at the various duties in the NFL come and go over the last 30 years. Okay, I haven't seen but a couple of them that I thought might have a straight shot into what's up above. That's Belichick up there in New England. His record has been unbelievable. But aside from that, I'll be very candid with you. I see human beings, human frailties, human work ethic, human excelling, and coming up with a way to go.
All right, Rob, he didn't say this in this quote, but I think this is telling. He says something else. Let me be real clear. One of the pet peeves I have is that I don't like this. Well, we've got to work on this in the offseason. We've got to work on this. I don't go for that. I want those things recognized.
Hall and
John Oates? I want those things recognized and addressed after we play Tampa, after the first game, or after we play the six games. I don't want to wait until we're sitting here with no season left to address these things we're doing or not doing. Rob, to me, that's speaking to the penalties and to the clock management. That, to me, I thought he was saying, look, the time to work on the penalties was week two. It ain't after we've been eliminated from the playoffs. The time to work on managing the clock is October, September, not January when we're home. And so that's why I thought, to me, that was the most powerful quote that led me to believe, I guess it's possible he could make a coaching change. I still don't think he will at the end of the day, but it certainly wasn't a ringing endorsement of Mike McCarthy.
No, it wasn't, because of those things you talked about, Chris. I mean, you could talk about a lot of different things, but there was some coaching stuff there. It just was. And penalties, it wasn't new. Like the Cowboys were looking around saying the refs, no, all year they've been throwing flags at you. Because right. You've been doing this kind of stuff. Your games aren't clean. Good teams don't hurt themselves. Pre-snap penalties, Chris. What is that? Pre-snap?
Yeah. And I mean, that's from the coaching. From the very beginning. Well-coached teams have had a lot of penalties. Andy Reid's team a year ago was one of the most penalized. So Mike McCarthy doesn't have a history of, like, every year they're in the bottom five or top five in penalties. So I'm not going to put it all on him. But, you know, he's got to get that done. They got to be a more disciplined ball club. And
let me just say this. I get what you're saying about other teams. But, Chris, they have four – they can't afford to do it. Andy Reid and the Chiefs have so much talent and whatnot. They can
some people think Dallas is the most talented team in the league.
But they can't overplay their mistakes is what I'm saying. Like, so it's easier to accept Andy Reid because they've been to the Super Bowl and they've won big games. It's harder to accept when you're 26 years later and you still haven't been to an NFC Championship game. 26 years later. That's all I'm saying. I get your point.
Right.
That it's Mike McCarthy, but this is something that's got to get corrected.
Do you think, from what we've heard Jerry say, that he's going to make a coaching change?
I can't tell from that soundbite. And you know, you wouldn't have to beat around the bush if you were serious about it or you were going to do something. You know, you could have made a decision, been so pissed off of that game in Dallas, and, you know, hear your coach talking about they were nervous and all this other stuff. I wouldn't have felt good about it. I really wouldn't have. And then the way that the last play, where they ran out of time, I look at that stuff and I just wouldn't be happy. It's not like Mike McCarthy's been there for 5 minutes. It's his second year, so it's pretty tough.
Some people think, Rob, that Jerry's waiting for Sean Payton to be available. Which makes some sense, right? And I believe his contract ends after next season. So it would make it. I don't know if Jerry's looking this far in advance, but give McCarthy one more year. If it doesn't work out, go try to get Peyton. All right, an hour left. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We'll be right back. Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.